Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara and Antiquity Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Antiquity. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am alhamdulillah well, and I hope all the listeners are also well.
Yes, certainly. An exciting bumper-packed program coming your way this lovely Thursday morning. Today, we're going to commence today's program with a positive quote. And it goes like this. Work hard for what you want because it won't come to you without a fight. You have to be strong and courageous and know that you can do anything you put your mind to. If somebody puts you down or criticizes you, just keep on believing in yourself and turn into something positive, and always seek help and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's so true.
Then, in our homemaking segment, we're sharing with you alternative uses for soap. You know, we all use soap to bath, to wash, for any other reasons, but there are alternative reasons in which you can actually use soap for. You're going to find out more about that just now. Then in our cooking segment, exciting, yes, an exclusive interview with Sister Juleika Gama, author of the cookbook or recipe book, and it's called Food for Royalty. Now, this recipe book, it's one in a million, and Sister Juleika will be telling us about her first cookbook that took her 11 years to complete. So an amazing cookbook. I say it's one in a million, and more about that later on in the program. So in the meantime, let's commence the program now with the alternative uses for soap. Now, looking for genius ways to use a bar of soap, we bet you haven't thought of some of these. You use soap in the shower, you may even have some on your bathroom sink. For thousands of years, soap has kept us clean. We even love making our own soap. But those nifty bars have lots of other uses too. Unstick a stuck zipper by rubbing bar soap along the length of the zipper. Then you can fill nail holes in your wall without breaking out the drywall tools. Great way to get your walls in shape if you're moving soon. Then if you like to sew a bar of soap wrapped in fabric, makes a great pincushion. It gives off a subtle scent too. And for a squeaky door that's driving you nuts, rub a bar of soap on the hinges. It's only temporary fix, but it will do until you replace the hardware. Then also never deal with a foggy mirror after a shower again. Lightly rub bar soap on it, clean it off and enjoy. And here are some tricks using soap as well. For sticky drawers, rub soap along the edges to help them glide in and out. Works great on antique dresses as well. Then you can even make a soap jelly to use as a pre-treater for laundry stains. You can lubricate screws with a bar of soap to make your DIY projects a little easier. And then, here's something that I've first time I heard about it. Do you get leg cramps at night? Some people say that placing a bar of soap in the sheets gets rid of them. Mm. It seems unlikely, but what do you have to lose? So quite interesting.
Okay.
Then campfire cooking can make a mess out of your pots and pans. By coating your cookware with soap, makes cleanup easy. So that's quite nice, Antiquity, a nice step, you know,
yes,
to actually wrap your pots and pans if you're cooking maybe on a deck or gas.
Yes.
You know, those big pots and
yeah.
I mean, you do a lot of big mess cooking.
Gee.
So a great tip for you as well. Then hang bars of soap near your garden to keep germs away. And get rid of the sweat ring on colored shirts by treating them with a bar of soap before laundering them. So that was some alternative uses for soap. Let's go for a lovely lesson break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Sister Juleika Gama, and she's going to be telling us all about her newly launched book called Food for Royalty. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to the Household Express with Sister Amara and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim. Now, today we actually, I'd like to welcome Sister Juleika Gama, and she's the author of the cookbook or recipe book called Food for Royalty. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Juleika. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Amara. How are you, ma?
Alhamdulillah. And Auntie Kalecha Ibrahim is in the studio with me. And she's also going to be joining us for the interview.
MashaAllah, that's nice.
Okay. Now, I've actually written a short book review on your book.
Yeah.
And, you know, your book, Auntie Julie, is a recipe book in a million.
Yeah.
So, from Gujarat in India to District 6 in Cape Town, and now residing in a small Indian suburb called Roshni in Vereeniging, south of Johannesburg, Sister Juleika Gama, an expert cook, has put together a very unique and comprehensive guide to the different types of Indian cuisine. The cookbook is named Food for Royalty, an encyclopedia of a royal food journey that has taken Sister Juleika 11 years to put together, and it certainly is a royal cookbook. With over 200 pages of recipes covering every aspect of India's rich and colorful culinary heritage and background information from Mughlai, Kashmiri and South Indian cuisine. What's even more exciting, with photographs and recipes from across India, she covers in style and ease the diversity and richness of India's ancient and very to-the-minute heritage. Food for Royalty is designed to satisfy your hunger and leave you happy, and even if you don't start at page one and read through, you will still fully understand what this special cookbook is all about. It is tastefully designed and magnificently illustrated with color photos. Unlike many other Indian cookbooks, the recipes are a true reflection of how traditional dishes are really cooked all over India. The cookbook guides readers to all the basics of Indian cuisine, whilst also giving extensive background information by explaining the history of Indian food culture, as well as providing information on ingredients, techniques. Now we can attempt the paneer, the butter nut dal, Auntie Kalecha.
Mm.
And if you want to perfect the making of rice, there's some great tips on how to cook the perfect rice. You've tasted the Madras fish curry, but doubted to prepare it. Mm. Now is the time. With Sister Juleika's recipes on seafood, you will be excited to prepare and perfect the tamarind fish curry and much more. An encyclopedia of Indian cooking, a royal journey of recipes that has been tried and tested, making it simple to prepare. Attaching the names of beloved family and friends who contributed certain recipes like Maki Puri and Sasumaki Puri. Mm. Some well-known dishes that are listed in the Food for Royalty cookbook is Raiwali Machi, that's fillets of fish, Murg Akbari, a favorite chicken dish from Akbar the Great, Dum Aloo, Madras fish curry, and so much more to tempt your taste buds using organic ingredients and healthy oil-reduced options. In this cookbook, you take a trip right into the Indian test kitchen where all of the wonders of creating delicious Indian cuisine dishes are tested over and over to perfection. It's about learning and knowledge, trials and errors, with ingredients for flavors, textures, timing, cooking methods, and amounts come together at the end for the fiesta resistance. Mashallah, mabruk, and congratulations, dearest Sister Julie, on your newly launched cookbook. What a great achievement. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Julie, and welcome back.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Amara. Alhamdulillah for what you've written about me. It's beautiful, absolutely stunning.
Yes, and Auntie Kreja is in the studio with me, Auntie Julie. So we're just going to take a few minutes of Auntie Kreja's time to just give us her input on your book.
Okay, Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Auntie Julie. It's nice to have you on air with us.
Yeah.
And I was just paging through your book, and I think the book is really, really a must in every home.
Jazakumullah.
The recipes are looking very nice. The pictures are taken so beautifully. Now we just need to go and try each recipe out. And inshallah, I'm sure it will be a go-getter.
Inshallah, Ameen,
it will be beautiful if you try. I'll be the happiest person in the world if you try all the recipes.
Yes, okay. Now, Auntie Julie, you've just launched your very first cookbook called Food for Royalty. Can you tell us all about the book and how it came about?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I was inspired to write this book when my loving aunt, Juleika Masih, was still alive during 2005. I made a promise to her that I will complete this journey. Unfortunately, she passed away in 2006. May the Almighty grant her Jannatul Firdaus.
Amen, amen. Now, your cooking background is very special and unique. Tell us about it, Auntie Julie.
Let me tell you about that. My late Aunt Jule Hamasi, who brought me up in Cape Town, was a splendid cook from India. She knew Indian cuisine on her fingertips. Mm. She used to cook for the Madrasi and Bengali captains when their boats docked at the harbor in Cape Town. I used to accompany my uncle when he delivered the foods.
Mm-hmm. So that's quite interesting, you know, and we should cook for the captains in that.
Of course, yes.
That's really something really interesting, yes. Now, Auntie Julie, you have foods from different regions of India in this book. Which regions are they?
I've got the categories. Can I tell you about
yes,
the categories?
Yes, yes.
There are various categories. The various categories start from chicken, lamb, fish, seafood, vegetarian, and salads.
Lovely.
The book title is Food for Royalty, as these foods are rich and wholesome, some of them coming from Kashmir and Mughlai cuisine, which consists of saffron, cream, yogurt, nuts, fruit and spices. Mm. This book also has dishes which are influenced by South Indian flavors. For example, Murgi Madras, Madras fish curry, these foods are more spicier and hotter.
Mm.
The flavor combinations are made by using different spices in different ways. It depends on the type of food that you want to cook. Correct?
Now, a little bit about yourself, and actually, I also believe that you stayed in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And how would you describe the Malay cuisine to the Indian cuisine? I think it's very different, but give us your description of it.
A Malay cuisine is more subtle and mild compared to the more robust spices of Indian cuisine. Mm-hmm. My auntie, Jule Hamasi, also used to cook a lot of Malay dishes. For example, she used to cook the sugar beans biryani. We grew up with that also.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sugar beans biryani served with white rice.
Mm-hmm.
And there was tomato biryani also with white rice. And then a favorite dish is also the smur spumanuk.
Yes.
And can I tell you a funny dish also?
Uh-huh.
It was called the... what is it? Oma on the Dikombe.
On the Dikombe. Cabbage with a mince, yes.
Yeah, that's correct. You know about it.
Yes, I know about that.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a fricadeau in the cabbage leaf.
Fricadeau, correct.
Yeah,
yes.
In the cabbage leaf, and then it was steamed with a sauce in the food. Yeah. And then, where are we now?
Okay. Then, Auntie Julie, now I've... Okay, now there are some delicious flavor combinations in some of the recipes, you know. Take us through the different flavor combinations.
Yeah, no, I told you about the flavor combinations.
All
made
right.
By using different spices.
Spices, mm-hmm.
Yeah, in different ways and depending on the type of food that you want to do.
All right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Okay.
That was the...
Then, Auntie Julie, you're also an expert in the making of Indian sweetmeat that your mitai.
Correct. what did I want to tell you on the sweetmeat?
Yes.
Yeah, just one second.
You know, you're Sutar Finyat, you're expert in making that.
Is it Amara speaking?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Amara, you know, in my younger days, I was an expert in making sweetmeats, such as Sutar Feni, Jalebi, Barfi, and Magach.
Mm-hmm.
We made these sweetmeats often, and our house was never short of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to make a lot of sweetmeats. We also used to make samosas and all those things.
Okay. So who taught you to make the sweetmeats so many times?
It was Masi.
Mm-hmm.
She used to have, it was her business. She was a widow.
Okay.
She was a widow and that was her business. And you know, she was very busy. We used to make rolls and rolls and rolls of Sutar Feni.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that is a job.
Yes, and ask me now how to make it.
You're an expert in making it.
I will struggle to make it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, Auntie Julie, I've looked in your book and I see the names of some of the dishes are like real tongue twisters, but also tasty on the tongue, like chicken, chetinadu, achar course, raiwali marchi. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, they are tongue twisters if you don't know the Indian word. But if you do know the word, it is very easy on the tongue.
Mm.
For example, chicken chettinadu is a signature dish from Chettinad, which is a region in South India.
Mm.
Then we have achar gos, which is also a very popular lamb dish in India as well as in Pakistan.
Okay.
And then we have rai wali machi, which is very easy if you know that rai means mustard and machi means fish.
Mm-hmm.
It is much easier if you know how to pronounce the word. You might think it is machi and not machi, which means fish.
Okay, yes.
You got my word now.
Yes, I think it's how you pronounce it as well.
It's how you pronounce it. It makes it easier for you. Sometimes you don't pronounce it properly, then it sounds very funny.
Tell us about the achar course. You know, if you look at achar course, I would think it's achar and meat. So you think you put the achar in the meat. What's different about it?
No,
the way we're looking at it.
Achar course is like an achar masala.
Okay.
Yeah, you grind the masala. The recipe is in the book.
Okay.
You grind a few spices and you stuff. You know, achar gos has got stuffed chilies also in it.
Mm.
And it's a lamb dish.
Okay.
So once your lamb has been cooked according to the recipe, you also fill your chilies with the masala paste that you've made.
Mm.
So that goes in the food just before it's finished, until the chilies become soft. But it's really an excellent dish. And our recipe, you must try it. It comes out stunning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about the rai wali machi.
Yeah, rai wali machi is just a fish with the mustard and the spices.
Mm.
It's also very easy to prepare, and all these fish dishes, you can complete them in about 15-20 minutes. As long as your fish has been washed and drained well, fish cooks very, very quickly.
Okay. And if you stay on the line, we're going to go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue with a lovely interview. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. And now we proceed with an interview with Sister Julie Gama, and she's the author of a newly launched book called Food for Royalty. And Auntie Julie is on the line from Roshni. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back, Auntie Julie.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Hamara.
Yes, you know, Auntie Julie and I are really enjoying this interview. I think it's really a different book, you know.
Yes.
And Auntie Julie, I see you've used the Indian names for chicken, fish and meat as well in the book.
Yeah, that's correct,
okay.
Hamara.
Now, just for the benefit of the listeners, chicken, what would you say for chicken in the Indian name, or the Hindi name, or the Urdu name?
It's murg. Chicken
murg.
Is murg, and I've got it in the glossary in the book. All the meanings are there of all the words.
Okay, and for fish, what would you say?
Machi.
And for meat?
Meat is ghost.
Ghost, okay,
yeah.
Lovely, yes. Now, okay. Auntie Julie, and another question is, how long did it take you to complete this book?
Yeah, now I also want to tell you a little about the book, right?
Okay, can you?
Right?
Okay.
It's a very unique cookbook.
Mm.
It can also be used as a coffee table book. I have used these Indian names because they are authentic and people can become more familiar with a different lingo.
Mm-hmm.
It also adds to the history and origin of the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, perfect.
Yeah.
Then again, and another question is, what is your favorite Indian spice blend that you used?
Let me tell you of the favorite spice blend. Of all the spice blends, it is the nut masala that I like the most.
Okay.
This blend of spices will transform your cooking into a mouth-watering dish. It involves pistachios, almonds combined with onions, spices, and blend it into a puree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lovely spice.
Okay. That sounds very different, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's different.
And actually, you know, this book has taken you 11 years to complete.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
Tell us about that whole... when did the idea come about, you know?
Yeah, Amara, let me tell you, that's right. Mm-hmm. This was an 11-year journey. I started with remembering the recipes as Julie Hamasi cooked them.
Mm.
But none of them had measurements, so I had to deconstruct these recipes. I played with different amounts of spices to get it to perfection.
Mm.
And that's how I got the correct measurements and formalized the recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it must have, like you said, took you 11 years to to complete this whole book. And I think the end result is definitely worth it.
No, it was. It was difficult, especially the last year. It was very stressful, but alhamdulillah, I completed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Auntie Julie, do you have a signature dish you're most proud of?
Signature dish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got quite a few of them, of which my family favorites are, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the royal masala chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out very stunning and delicious. And then the vegetable biryani. and then there's saffron chicken. In fact, I can tell you all the foods come out nice, and I love all of them.
The vegetable biryani looks really
nice.
It looks tasty. It looks different.
Yes.
And it looks very easy as well. You know, and I must commend you also on the book because, you know, Auntie Gracia and I were browsing through the book again. And, you know, if you look at the book, it's very easy, simple spices that you actually have in your spice cupboard.
Yeah, most of the spices you have.
Yes.
There's a spice that I use a lot, which is Shah Jeerah. It's called, in English, caraway seed.
Correct, yes.
I like to use that spice because it gives your rice and everything a difference. It really brings out the flavor of the rice.
Okay.
You know, especially in Mughlai cuisine, they use this rice and everything in plows and all that all over India. So since many years ago, I've also been using the spice. And it's very nice, and I'd like to inform everybody how to use the spice and how to go about it.
Okay. You know, you're talking about spices, Auntie Julie.
Yeah, yeah.
When you talk about spices, you know, what would you say that are the most used spices in this Indian cuisine?
And it's all our normal spices, ginger, garlic, chili powder, turmeric, and then as I told you, the Shah Jeerah, the Jeerah, and then this, of course, I use a lot of garam masala also.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people, they don't, but garam masala, it lifts up the dish. You don't have to add a lot, just a pinch of it at the end of your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we actually love your section on seafood as well.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's some lovely recipes there, you know, your Tamil fish curry and you know, raiwali, machi, it's, you know, it really, really looks very appetizing and simple, easy ingredients, you know, to bring out the flavor in a dish. There's nothing, you know, that you actually have to go and buy out now. You're looking for that ingredient. It's all ingredients that you actually have in your spice cupboard.
Yeah, most of them you have, and it will be easy for you to cook because you don't have to specially go and buy this or the amli or that and that because most of these things you have in your spice cupboard.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes.
Yeah.
And then I see you've got the Hyderabadi biryani as well.
Yeah.
What's different about the Hyderabadi biryani to our normal
biryani?
It's just the way that it's layered. It gives it a different taste. And if you want it a bit hotter, you just have to add more chili. But it comes out very nice. We cooked it quite a few times and we had it on our photo shoots and it really came out very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, actually, you know, bit of a light-hearted moment now.
Yeah.
Share with us some light-hearted cooking moments of yours.
Yeah, let me tell you about, you know, during our photo shoot, I had cooked and cooked and cooked. It was about 22 dishes. That was only one photo shoot, right?
Okay.
Only to realize after the shoot that I had enough food to feed an army.
Okay.
So I called my family and friends over. And when they asked me what's for supper, all I could say was everything.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
So did you actually have to make all the dishes,
yeah,
a little bit of each,
yeah,
for the photo shoot?
Yeah, no, I didn't make a little bit. I made, you can say, almost a whole meal.
A whole meal.
So we had a whole party after the photo shoot. On top of it, we gave half of the food away to everybody that was helping and everybody that was around. We gave the food to them also. Plus, we ate on the table too. It was really funny and we really enjoyed all these times. We're going to miss all these fun times that we had.
So it must be really adventurous for you to actually put up all the different types of meals all in one day.
Yeah, it was difficult. It took me a few days, but I kept it in the fridge. It took me about 4 days to cook these meals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, very, very interesting.
We didn't put it in the freezer. We just kept it in the fridge, and I had to take all to my daughter in Three Rivers, where we had the photo shoots, and then we all had it there afterwards. It was very nice.
Okay. And do you prefer cooking or baking?
Cooking.
Cooking.
I'm not a baker.
Not a baker.
It always goes down in the middle.
Okay, I see you've got two lovely, I think, recipes attached to beloved family members. You've got the Maki Puri,
yeah, that's
and
my mother.
Sasu Maki Puri.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, my Maki Puri, it's very, very easy. You can see in the method in the book. And I like it because it's non-oily and it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, like when you're on diet, you can eat that puri. But it's very, very nice. And even my mother-in-law's puri, her puri again is different. It's got soft velvety texture.
Mm-hmm.
And with my mother's puri is made with brown flour.
Brown flour.
Yeah, and my mother in Satuma's is white flour.
Okay.
Yeah, cake flour, yeah.
Okay. Then I see you've got we all like to make the different types of dals, but this is more, very different, Adikarija.
Yes.
It's the butternut dal. That's the first time I've heard of it.
Oh, it's so lovely, and it's so easy to make.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy. You just add all the things, boil it together, mm-hmm. liquidize it, make your vagar, and add it to your vagar. There's nothing even in vagar. It's only jiru, mm-hmm. that's all, and a little rye, whatever you want to put, and then a sugar and lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very tasty. You want it hotter, you can just add more chili.
Okay.
Because we haven't added chilies in there.
You haven't added that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I think you just use one type of lentils.
Yeah, the red lentils.
The red lentils.
Yeah, that is in most of the dals, but in these are other lentils also in the other recipes. We've got brown lentils.
Okay.
In the other recipes as well.
All right. Now, Alijini, what do you hope the recipe book will accomplish for those who purchase it?
This recipe book, you know, it's designed to encourage the young and old, as well as both men and women, to read and cook up a storm with its stories, history, layout, and design. It is very informative as well as user-friendly.
Yes, indeed. You know, I must say it is user-friendly.
Yeah.
It's very easy, you know, for beginners as well, new brides, and for those who want to just perfect the Indian cuisine.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So it's very easy, and it's simple, easy spices that's in your spice cupboard that you can.
Yeah, that's correct.
Nothing out of, you know, you need to go and buy this, maybe a coconut milk or a fresh cream, but it's very easy,
simple.
Easy to find simple ingredients. Yes.
Yeah, it's very easy, and you can find it very quick. It's only the caraway seeds, and then we've got the star anise, which we've got in a few of the one, two of our South Indian dishes. That's what you need extra. There's nothing else extra. Everything else you have in your cupboard.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you perhaps have a special message to all those who are part of the book?
Yeah, I do have a special message. Firstly, I'm very grateful to the Almighty for helping me see this journey through. And then I have to say shukran to my friends and family for their constant encouragement and critiquing of my foods. Shukran to my team from Lilac Design Studio for enabling me to accomplish my dream. Shukran to you all and the community for your support. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Auntie Julie, Jazakallah khair for a lovely interview. I'm so honored and grateful, to actually come into contact with such a lovely person and on your book, Food for Royalty, you know, which actually took you 11 years to prepare. Do you have another book in mind again? The second edition?
Not yet, but you know what? We couldn't put all the recipes in this book. We had to take out quite a few, so maybe I'm thinking about it, but not now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, book number two in maybe a few years' time.
Inshallah.
If I'm still alive, inshallah.
Okay, I've got a message here. They actually want to know that Auntie Julie, do cooking for people, are you prepared to give lessons?
No, I do like to give lessons. That I don't mind, but I don't cook much for people.
Okay.
I will be giving lessons. Whoever wants me to give lessons, I'll appreciate it, and I will contact. You can contact me also, and I will contact them too.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like to give lessons. I have given lessons in Cape Town and here in Roshni as well.
Okay. Yeah. Auntie Julie, Jazakallah khair for joining us. You know, it's been a lovely interview. And, you know, once again, mashallah, congratulations and mabruk on this lovely achievement of yours. And may Allah give you barakah and always keep you healthy, happy and smiling.
Amen.
Now, Jazakumullah to you also for giving me such a wonderful time on air. And if you do need any other information, you can contact Lilac Design Studio.
Yes, no, I will.
And
salam to Shakira and Tasneem as well for making this interview a success.
See,
inshallah.
They are the real winners of the book.
No, they are definitely such lovely ladies as well.
They're very sweet, yeah.
Jazakallah to Julie, Jazakallah
to you
as well.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. I really appreciate everything, right?
My pleasure. Assalamu alaikum. What a bubbly person.
Very nice.
Very, very bubbly person. And indeed, a book, a recipe book, in a million. You know, I actually love out the layout, the design, the presentation, the pictures, you know.
Everything is so nice.
Yes, and for the listeners who are listening to the program, if you actually want to come in contact with Auntie Julie or her agents, you can dial 011-854-7022 and Sister Faiza will actually hand over the numbers to you. Let's kind of go for a short break. When we come back, the recipe segment, and Auntie Julie has actually allowed me to actually share two of her lovely recipes from her book, and we're sharing a chicken tikka masala and a cucumber raita. So stay tuned. Come and welcome back. Just before the break, we had Sister Julie Kama on an interview, and she actually told us more about her book called Food for Royalty, and her numbers, it's there for Sister Faiza if you want to come into contact with Auntie Julie or her agents for the book as well. Call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022, and also we could be sharing with you two love recipes from Auntie Julie's book called Food for Royalty. It's a chicken tikka masala and a cucumber raita. So this chicken tikka masala, it looks very simple, very tasty indeed.
It is. Okay. For the chicken tikka masala, it's a kilo of chicken fillets, well drained and cut into flat pieces or as desired. Now for your spice paste, you need 2 teaspoons of red chili powder, 2 teaspoons of coriander powder, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 teaspoons of tikka spice, 1 teaspoon of coarse black pepper, 1 teaspoon garam masala, 2 teaspoons of heaped teaspoons of ginger garlic masala, 1.5 teaspoons of salt. You combine the above ingredients into a paste. Then you take 3 tablespoons oil for braising the chicken fillets, 1/2 cup water, 2 tablespoons oil for braising spices, 2 small tomatoes grated, 2 tablespoons tomato puree, 2 teaspoons green chili paste. Then for garnish, 1 tablespoon of chopped green dhania and sesame seeds. Now your method is you combine all the spice paste together. Use 1/2 of the spice paste to marinate the chicken. You set aside the other 1/2 for later use. You heat your oil for chicken in a flat broad pot. You place the chicken fillets in 1 layer close to one another and braise on medium heat. With the pot unclosed, fillets should be tender and well coated with spices. Remove the fillets from pot and set aside. In the same pot, you heat oil for spices, add the remaining spice paste and hot water and you braise well. Add your tomatoes, your tomato puree, your green chili paste, and continue to braise. Add a little warm water if you need. Add chicken to the masala and stir well. Then you remove it from the heat and you garnish it with your dhania and your dal.
Very simple, easy recipe.
Yeah.
And it's a chicken tikka masala recipe. So the ingredients, once again, it's 1 kilo chicken fillets, well drained and cut into flat pieces or as desired. Now you're going to make a spice paste with 2 teaspoons of red chili powder, 2 teaspoons of your coriander powder, the chardonnay powder, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, then 2 teaspoons of your tikka spice. Now tikka spice, you get different varieties.
Yes, you get it in all the spice shops actually.
Alright, then you take 1 teaspoon of coarse black pepper, then 1 teaspoon of garam masala, 2 heaped teaspoons ginger garlic masala, and 1.5 teaspoons salt. Then you combine the above ingredients into a paste. Then you take 3 tablespoons oil for braising chicken fillets, 1/2 cup water, 2 tablespoons oil for braising spices, 2 small tomatoes grated, 2 tablespoons tomato puree, 2 teaspoons green chili paste, and your garnish will be 1 tablespoon of chopped green dhania and sesame seeds. Now we go on to the method of this chicken tikka masala. You combine the spice paste ingredients, use 1/2 of the spice paste to marinate the chicken, set aside the other half for later use. Then you heat oil for chicken in a flat broad pot. Place the chicken fillets in one layer close to one another and braise on medium heat with the pot unclosed. Mm-hmm. Fillets should be tender and well coated with spices. Remove fillets from pot and set aside. In the same pot, heat oil for spices. Add the remaining spice paste and hot water. Braise well. Add tomatoes, puree, and green chili paste and continue to braise. Add a little more water if needed. Add chicken to the masala and stir well. Remove from heat and garnish. So very easy, simple recipe. Now for the cucumber raita.
Okay, now for the cucumber raita, you need the ingredients is a quarter cucumber cut into cubes, 1.5 cups of thick plain yogurt, a quarter teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon sugar optional, pinch of crushed chili, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon chopped green danya or mint, a pinch of cumin coarsely ground. Now for your method, you deseed in the cucumber, combine it with yogurt, add your pepper, sugar, chili and mix gently, refrigerate, add salt before serving, garnish with turna and serve.
That's very nice, easy, yes. Cooling recipe.
It is, especially now in summer, it goes very nice with your rice dishes.
Okay, so for the cucumber raita, its ingredients are 1/4 cucumber cut into cubes, 1.5 cups thick plain yogurt, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon sugar, that is optional, then a pinch of crushed chili, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 tablespoon chopped green turner or mint, pinch of cumin coarsely crushed. For the method, deseed the cucumber, combine with yogurt, add pepper, sugar, chili and mix gently, leave in the fridge, add salt before serving and garnish with danya and serve. Mm-hmm. This is ideal when you're having rice dishes.
Yes. It's very
even
nice.
Even when you're serving chicken tikkas, kebabs.
Yes, even that goes very nice. Like when you're serving Middle Eastern
cuisine.
This goes very well with it.
And the chicken tikka recipe and the cucumber recipe is courtesy of Sister Julie Kama, author of Food for Royalty. You know, I actually quite like her recipes as well. She's got so much. She's got the Mediterranean chickpea salad. She's got a tomato raita. Then she's got Kashmiri dum aloo. She's got the salt and pepper aloo fry.
Aloo fry, yes.
The first I heard of it,
yes.
You know. Then she's got magni dar with spinach, egg and tomato relish as well. She even has a lovely vegetable biryani. And I can see a picture here of the millis, the corn cut up
also.
It actually looks really, really...
Now, her book is very, very nice. It's a simple, easy-to-follow recipes. It's not a complicated recipe book now.
No. And very colorful. Sweet and sour prawns, yes. For the Kerala prawns, yes. As well, for all those prawn lovers. Prawns and coconut milk, fish and coconut milk. And then she's got...
She has a lot of seafood recipes on here.
She's got the Nizami Coast. She said Aropa Shogat curry named after the Nizams of Hyderabad.
Mm-hmm.
Kashmiri Kalya. And I think this can be actually made differently as well.
Uh-huh.
It can be cooked with cabbage or lentils, cabbage and lentils, mm-hmm. and served differently. I mean, we didn't even know there was a Kashmiri Kalya.
Exactly.
And chicken tikka masala, which we actually shared early on. Then she's got,
a lot of nice starters also in her book.
Repertoire chicken a la king. Tikka barbecue chicken, the murk madras, murk Hyderabad.
All the murk, that's now the chicken that you call murk in Gujarati.
Yes, okay. And then she's got the chaat masala fruit salad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I mean, this book is just...
Something really nice.
And then, like how she attached the makipuri, sasu makipuri.
Yes.
And then she's got chili beans roti as well. So, like, you know, she's come a long way, you know.
No, I mean, it took her 11 years, so.
And then stay in Cape Town and then now in Roshni. She's put together a really
nice. I think she compiled it.
Quick and easy, you know, region in India, region by region, beautifully illustrated, rich in history and culture. So if you're looking for Indian cuisine, this is a perfect book for you. Yes. And what would you say more onto this book as well? You know, if you like, you want to try out any of these recipes as well.
Yes, why not? She said it's all tried and tested recipes. Mm-hmm. And like she said, that you know what, the ingredients are all in our homes. We don't have to go out and really go and look for specific ingredients. She said she uses the caraway seeds quite a bit.
The shajira.
Yeah, shajira and star anise, which we find common in our spice shops and all that. It's not difficult to find. You see, it's very easy, simple recipes that she's got. It's mm-hmm. not complicated ones.
Yes, a great cook as well.
Yes.
And jazakallah once again to Aunty Chuleka Kama as well. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program, very informative. It's, you know, it's amazing how time passes.
Time goes so quickly, G.
Yes. Well, inshallah, we'll be back with you next week again. And any of your comments, suggestions for the program, any of your ideas as well, we welcome your ideas and your criticism as well. You can WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. And once again, contact numbers for Aunty Julie and her agent for the book is with Sister Faiza or at Uncle Yusuf at reception, 011-854-7022. From me, Sister Amara and Aunty Kajaya Prime, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.